Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim from DoltParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, want to bring you a really important topic today. Biblical saints always wore tunics or robes. Yeah, you saw the video that lording over heretical Bishop Mark Bullen down in Missouri, Living Faith Christian Fellowship. He made that unbiblical and foolish statement. Where's that in the Bible regarding tunics? It was in a sermon he did about me. He was upset about my testing. I think he's getting in his flesh a little bit. And he can't refute what I'm saying on his testing because it exposes much of his sin, his false gospel, his heretical contract to go to church there, to have communion. You can see that testing at the end of this article where you found this audio. But what I want to do is I want to answer that question for Mark, all of the men at LFCF that apparently don't have the answer either, and for all of you out there so you can be edified. He asked it. I want to help them see, did men wear tunics in both the New and the Old Testament? Now, I just want to say, I'm not sure why Mark is void of this truth. He brags about having 35 years of Bible study. I have been reading God's Word for most of my life, been born again for about 13 or 14 years. After about 3 years of serious faith and following Christ, I stumbled across this truth and I began to modify my clothing. I was convicted, I had to repent of the way I was dressing, and my clothing over time had to be modified to my current tunic. And I put a picture of what that looks like, and I'll explain to you what a tunic is. No one ever showed me this. I had to study it out for myself. I had to seek it in God's Word. Then I repented. I had to get it right with so many things that I had to do that in my life. So I was a worldly, carnal, wicked man. Now, the study I'm going to give you today, I did this in about 20 minutes' time, so I'm not sure why Mark and his men, after decades and decades of study, don't have this. But I don't expect much because, in love, they're just a bunch of Baptist-like, Mennonite-like men. And they don't have a lot going on in truth. They have a lot of things that are wrong. So, moving on. Mark has said that the topics I'm bringing up on the testing are foolish. They're vain. That's what Paul warned about. Don't argue about things that are foolish. Well, this particular topic, I already said, he has a false gospel, he has a contract, he's a lone lording over bishop, he teaches the tithe, he teaches Sunday's the Lord's Day. All these things are lies and heretical. But Mark is very adamant about teaching on his women how to dress and how to head cover. And his women are biblically dressed. So is my wife. So we agree with that. The problem is, he hasn't spent any time learning how he himself and his men should dress. So they're really just a bunch of hypocrites, and they need to repent of that, and I want to help them here. Now, let's get right to the study. Where do we see proof of tunics and robes for God's saints in the Bible? First, let me back up. Mark and his men wear little pants, suspenders, tucked-in shirts, and what that does is it shows off your private parts. Hate to be graphic, it shows off your butt and your crotch. Now, women are not supposed to show those things off, and neither should men, and I'm going to prove that to you. Neither should godly men. I'm going to take you right to the scriptures. Let's go to God's Word. Genesis 3:21. Adam and Eve sinned. They covered themselves in aprons. Go look up the Hebrew word. It means aprons. It was not coverage at all. And Genesis 3:21 says, unto Adam also and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. This is beautiful. I have an article about major to minor, Jesus' blood to your clothes. God sheds the first blood for the covering of man. Isn't that beautiful? He kills an animal, takes the skin to cover man. Let's look at that word coats. What is that word? Kuteneth. And it means a robe or a tunic. All right, generally, if you look in history, a robe or a tunic went at least to the knees and further. Covering your private parts, covering your form, God Himself, the Creator of the universe, did this. This is right after he ordains creation and marriage between a husband and a wife. Last time I checked, Mark and them believe in that. This is long before the Mosaic Law. This isn't just for Israel. This is for mankind. God puts them in a tunic. All right? Now, let's keep going here. Remember that word, kutaneth. Now, did Noah wear a robe? Well, we can't find anywhere where it tells us exactly what Noah wore, but you know what Genesis 6:9 says? These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. If God put men in tunic-like robe garments, I can promise you Noah was perfect before God. He was wearing it also. How about Abraham? Genesis 17:1. And when Abraham was 90 years old, when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. So Abraham was going to be the one that was going to get this great covenant, this great promise. God says, walk perfect. I can promise you, Abraham wore a robe. I'm going to give you a lot more evidence to show you the people of that time did. So we have Adam and Eve. We have Noah. We have Abraham. Hey, let's get to the priesthood. Mark Bullen likes to talk a lot about the priesthood. Exodus 28:4. And these are the garments which thou shalt make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a broidered coat. A robe. So the priests were wearing robes. Later they also had breeches under their tunic or robe, which later became our pants. So I wear pants under my tunic. That's what's biblical. That's what we see. So now we have Adam and Eve, we have Noah, we have Abraham, we have the priests wearing a robe. Let's keep going. Did the men in the Old Testament wear robes? Going further. How about Jonathan, who dealt with David? 1 Samuel 18:4. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him. Hey, Jonathan wore a robe. Interesting. So now we have Adam and Eve. We have Noah, we have Abraham, we have the priests, now we have Jonathan. Let me see if I can remember all these examples. How about if we keep going? You remember a guy named Joseph? What did Joseph have that was of many colors? Genesis 37:23. And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren, they stripped Joseph out of his coat. Hey, go look up that word. You know what the word means? Kutaneth. Coat, tunic, robe. So let's see, we have Adam and Eve, we have Noah, we have Abraham, we have the priests, we have Jonathan, now we have Joseph, all wearing robes and tunics. Let's keep going. How about the prophets? Did the prophets wear skinny pants and suspenders like Mark and them? How about 2 Kings 2:14? And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. That word is adareth. Adareth, I think you say it. You know what it means? It means a robe. The prophets had a robe on. Now we got Adam and Eve. We had Noah. We had Abraham. We had the priests. We had Jonathan. Okay? Now we've got prophets wearing robes. See all these examples of men in the Old Testament, they all wore a robe and a tunic. Do a history study. That culture, the Jewish culture, the nation of Israel, this is what they wore. This was godly garments. Mark wants to be like the men of the Bible. Why does he look like a Baptist? Let's keep going. Now, how about the early New Testament bodies? Let's jump to the New Testament. I gave you all those examples in the Old. Well, the early New Testament body was primarily Jews from the Old Testament. How do you think they were dressed, Mark, Jesse, men at LFCF? They didn't wear little pants and suspenders and shirts to show their bodies off. Nope, they were wearing tunics and robes. And why does this matter? Well, let's see. Let's see what Apostle Paul says. Apostle Paul, who was a Jew, who would have been wearing a tunic and a robe, says this in 1 Corinthians 1. Be ye followers of me, even even as I also am of Christ. Some places it says, imitate me. So Paul was wearing a robe. How about 2 Thess 2:15? Therefore, brethren, stand fast, hold to the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. The tradition is from handed down from God to Adam and Eve, to Noah, to Abraham, to all the prophets, to all those men in the Old Testament, Jonathan, that I mentioned, all the way down into the New Testament, into the New Testament body of Christ. Now remember, Mark said it's not in Scripture. Where is it in the Bible that men should wear this? Well, I'm showing you and proving you the runic, tunic robe was the standard. Let's keep going. Paul teaches ladies in 1 Timothy 2 to wear apparel. Go look up the Greek word, katastole. It's a long flowing letting down. It's even longer than what men wore, according to history. So women are to wear a long flowing dress, not pants, not tucked in shirts. All right, and I'm going to show you why men in the New Testament should not be dressing the way Mark and his men do. Remember that, katastole, very important. Now, Peter was an important figure in the Bible. Peter would have been doing exactly what Paul did because Peter was a Jew. And he told us in 1 Peter 5 that men, leaders, should be an example. Tupos is the Greek word, tupos. You know what that means? It means a model. So let me get this straight. Mark Bolan is supposed to be a model to the other men, to the women, to the children of what a godly person is. He's not a model in his little Baptist outfit. He's trying to cater to independent Baptists and Mennonites, but he's not doing it biblically. He's supposed to be a model, tupos, an example. All right? Now, when I met his son Nathan Bolan out in the street, I asked Nathan point blank, and Nathan was standing in front of me and my wife, very immodest in his little clothes. Could your wife put on pants and a shirt and tuck it in and walk around town? Would she be biblically dressed? Nathan said, no. What a bunch of hypocrites. You can see what I'm showing you. Okay, let's keep going. The prodigal, Luke 15:22. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Hey, remember that word that I just told you about in 1 Timothy 2, katastole? The prodigal has on a stole. It's a robe. Probably didn't hang down as far as a lady's robe. That's what the father put on the prodigal son. He didn't throw suspenders and a little shirt and pants on him. How about our Lord and Savior? Wow, here's an important one. Is he not the greatest example for us all? Matthew 27:31. And after that, they had mocked him. They took the robe from him. All right? And put his own raiment on him and led him away. Here's the point. I know they also put a robe on to mock him. We know that Jesus was a Jew. He grew up in the Jewish culture. He would have been wearing what that culture wore to match what was Torah, what the Father had ordained. What did God ordain going all the way back? Tunic-like robes, okay? This is very, very important. How about the Pharisees? So here, we have our Lord and Savior, we know, would have been wearing a robe and a tunic. And the last verse I have is going to prove in his glorified body what he has on. How about Luke 20:46? Beware of the scribes which desire to walk in long robes. Now, they were hypocrites. They were trying to show off. So they probably had extra long, really ordained robes to show off. But the Pharisees, the teachers of the day, they didn't wear those skinny pants and suspenders. They wore robes to cover up their bodies. Now, Peter, going back to Peter, Peter knew about robes and tunics. How do I know this? 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind to be sober. So Peter uses this phrase, gird up your loins. Go do a history study. Girding up your loins is when the men had on breeches or pants underneath. They would pull their tunic or their robe and tuck it in their belt so they could work, so they could run in an emergency, so they could probably fish, do all their hard working. Peter was doing that. He didn't wear little pants, okay? He had a robe on that covered him. Did you see this now? Do you see how I'm laying the pattern of what biblical people wore in the Bible? What true saints wore? How about in the tribulation? Revelation 7:13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? That's what we're all going to get. White robes. Hey, Mark, why don't you guys trade your little skinny pants, suspenders, and shirts for tunics and robes now? Because that's what saints are going to end up in per Revelation. Let me share this one for you, going back to our Lord and Savior, the greatest example. Revelation 19:13. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Go look up the word vesture. Himatian in the Greek. It means a robe or a tunic, okay? It means a robe or a tunic. So you can see the Old Testament, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Jonathan, priests, prophets, all the way through to the Jews, Paul and Peter and all the disciples and our Lord and Savior Jesus, all wearing tunics and robes. The Bible is full of evidence of that. So is history, by the way, but we follow God's word most. Tucked in pants, tucked in shirts, or excuse me, shirts tucked into your pants and suspenders, like I used to wear, like Mark's men wear, you are not obeying God when you dress like this. All right? This is very, very important. How can they say that they're following after Christ? All right? If they're not keeping the model that God ordained for his Old Testament and New Testament body. Mark is always telling women, cover their heads, dress this way. They have to be the epitome of the Bible. Why are you guys showing yourselves off, your private parts, Mark? I would like to hear Mark's remarks to this, Mark's refutal to this. But lately, no, not lately, for the last 3 years with his testing that I have up on him, he's been too cowardly to even text me back recently. And he won't give an answer. How sad. You know, Mark's wife actually found me and my wife in Walmart one day, came up, and she contended with me face to face. I've already contended with his wife that I didn't want to do, but Jesse or Mark won't contend man to man. Mark and Jesse need to repent of their lies and slander about me. Then we could have this meeting. God will judge all fearful men that are acting like cowards. Revelation 21:8. I just proved to you folks, I proved to you Mark, I proved to you men at LFCF, from Adam and Eve to our Lord and Savior's return in Revelation in the great tribulation in the day of the Lord, tunics and robes are the standard for God's people. Repent, Mark Bullen, repent LFCF, all you other men listening, repent if you claim to be of Christ. And you're not wearing what God has ordained. It is good, pure, and true to obey God. Jesus said, worship me in spirit and truth. Hebrews 5:9 says he made the way for those who obey him. Paul teaches we are to walk in purity before the Lord in sound doctrine. And Peter says, be blameless. I don't know how much more evidence I could give you. Scripture after scripture after scripture after example shows tunics and robes to cover our form. God shed blood in Genesis 3, covered us in coats of animal skins, and it's never, ever changed. I challenge anyone, Mark Bullen, men at LFCF, any man out there on the internet, bring me a teaching, bring me a refuting to show me where God changed his mind about tunics and robes for his godly men. I want to see it. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all. Traveling, preaching the gospel full time, making disciples, teaching online, loving God most, loving our neighbor. We love you, Mark Bullen. Hope you can hear me. I'm out in the street today. We love you, Mark Bullen. We love you, LFCF. We want you to repent and find new life. Don't be hypocrites, men. Be examples to the women around you who are modeling purity, modesty, and chaste. they're walking in pureness in their dress. Why are you men walking around like the world? Hey, I thought Romans 12 says we're not supposed to conform to them. Why are you walking around like the world in shame and sin? I'm here to help you. If you guys change your mind, repent and obey the gospel. Let me know how I can help you in the faith, anyone out there. We love you all. This has been Brother Jim. May God be praised.